Thank you for tuning in to the Tiki Roundup here on Talking Tiki, where we discuss the goings-on in the world of Tiki. Tom Thordarson, better known as Thor, released his Khan Tiki mug this week. The mug pays tribute to the famous Khan Tiki expedition from 1947, where Thor Heyerdahl sailed through the Pacific Ocean from South America and all the way to the Polynesian Islands. His venture promoted the idea of tropical exploration and was a key ingredient in the rise of Tiki. Gearing up for the holiday season this year, the Tiki Land Trading Company has released a limited holiday edition of Jeff Granito's Hiwa Shiba Cat Mug. This version ditches the black Halloween glaze in favor of a snowy white holiday glaze. The mug once again comes with a random set of rhinestone-colored eyes and is expected to ship early December. Speaking of the holidays, Disney has released a Tiki Nutcracker ornament. With a fox blue wood finish, the Jingle Cruise Skipper features the phrase "Jungle All the Way" located on its base. This ornament should soon be available as the latest Trader Sam's holiday Tiki mug. Over the weekend, Tiki Diablo released his latest Tiki mug at the Shipwrecked Tiki Bar in California. Inspired by the Day of the Dead, the Ofrenda mug comes in 5 different finishes, including orange, brown, blue, purple, and green. Scott Burrows, better known as Scooter, has recently released some new artwork. Titled Tiki Kiki Boom Boom Bar, Scooter set out to envision the ultimate tiki bar, or at least one he'd like to visit someday. Tiki with Ray released a new episode featuring Rocky from Plantation Rum and Jason Alexander from The Devil's Reef, where they discuss the wonders of plantation rum and its use in tiki cocktails. Ray has also released some snazzy new Tiki with Ray t-shirts that I may or may not be wearing right now. The Arizona Tiki Oasis has locked down their location and dates for next year's event. The event will be held on April 23rd through the 26th at Scottsdale's Hotel Valley Ho. Tickets go on sale November 11th. Van Tiki has been hard at work on their new Monkey Cup mug. The mug will mark Van Tiki's final mug of 2019. Denise Safran has partnered with Bauer Pottery to release a limited edition of her Tawanda Tiki mug. Featuring a brown glaze, the mug will be limited to 125 pieces. And finally, Wolf Tiki has announced their latest Tiki mug, the Nautilus and the Giant Squid, which will be limited to 200 pieces and produced by Lunacy FX Ceramics. And that's going to wrap it up for this installment of Talking Tiki's Tiki Roundup. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you're a first-time listener to the podcast and you would prefer to watch the Tiki Roundups instead of just listening to them, you can head on over to talktiki.com. That's going to redirect you to our YouTube channel, and you can watch them there. We're also available on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find all the necessary links in the About tab on the YouTube page.